KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. California advocates of physician-assisted suicide are hoping yesterday's 6-3 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in support of Oregon's law will give new impetus to a similar one here in California. A so-called death with dignity bill was abandoned last year in the state legislature, but supporters have resurrected the bill in the state Senate. It's unclear what effect Tuesday's ruling will have on support for the controversial idea. The controversy over teaching intelligent design in a rural California school district may be over. The district says it will put a stop to the high school class discussing alternatives to evolution. In exchange, parents who oppose the class have agreed to drop their lawsuit. From the Central Valley Bureau, Sasha Coca reports.
The philosophy class at Fraser Mountain High School near Bakersfield discusses intelligent design, a concept that living organisms were created by a higher force. A federal judge in Fresno was scheduled to hold a hearing yesterday on whether to halt the class, but both parties agreed to a settlement, avoiding a potentially costly lawsuit for the tiny district. The district superintendent defended the course, saying a philosophy class was an acceptable forum for discussing intelligent design. But this settlement should make districts think twice about offering this kind of class in a public school, says Aisha Khan. She's legal director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which filed the suit on behalf of 11 parents.
It sends the message that schools cannot advance intelligent design or creationism or any other religious theory as an alternative to evolution, whether it does so in a social studies class, a philosophy class, or a science class.
Residents in the Lebec-Fraser Mountain area say they hope the settlement can spare their community the divisiveness experienced in Dover, Pennsylvania. An intelligent design lawsuit there split that community along religious lines. Patrick Headland is editor of the Mountain Enterprise, the Fraser Park newspaper that featured editorials on both sides of the issue in recent weeks.
What it bottoms out to is that no matter what we do on Sunday morning, no matter what our different beliefs are, on Monday morning, we've got to be able to live together and learn together and work together as neighbors.
Under the terms of the settlement, the high school must end the class by next week. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
A ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is giving telecom companies more flexibility in where to place cell phone antennas. Some communities have tried to block antennas they consider to be eyesores, but the court ruled that local officials don't have the authority to deny permits for telephone lines or fixtures based on aesthetics. Surfers in Southern California are staying out of the water this week, if they know what's good for them. Raw sewage has closed beaches along a stretch of L.A. County after what officials call the worst spill into Santa Monica Bay in a decade. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro reports.
Some 2 million gallons of untreated sewage gushed from manhole covers Sunday morning in Hermosa and Manhattan beaches after the power went out at a nearby pumping station and the backup generator failed, as well as the alarm system that was supposed to alert the L.A. County Sanitation District. It was completely unexpected, said the agency's Joe Haworth.
Our system is 500 million gallons a day, and you don't hear about this kind of thing happening very often on our system, so it's a really unusual set of circumstances.
It took 19 hours for workers to get the flow under control. Crews have been busy ever since, trucking away sludge, treating beach sand with chlorine, and scouring the basements of a handful of low-lying homes. Beaches from El Segundo to the Palos Verdes Peninsula are closed, but some may reopen midweek as the raw sewage dissipates into the ocean water. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, Kern County supervisors have a message for Los Angeles. Stop trucking your waste into our backyard. In a unanimous vote yesterday, Kern County gave the go-ahead to a June ballot measure preventing the importation of sludge or treated human waste into the county. Supervisor Michael Rubio.
This is a classic battle between urban California and rural California. Urban California is trying to step into rural, and this is where rural California is fighting back.
LA sends almost 275,000 tons of treated sewage to Kern County each year. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has told the LA Times he'd consider a campaign to defeat the sludge ban. And biologists have discovered 27 new animal species in two Central California national parks. Spiders, centipedes, and scorpion-like critters are among the new species identified during a 3-year study of 30 caves in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Experts say many of the creatures live only in caves, and some only in one particular cave of the two parks. State government auditors will now begin a detailed examination of the University of California's system for paying its top-level executives. Questions arose last fall after the San Francisco Chronicle found hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on everything from salary stipends to secret bonuses. On Tuesday, lawmakers at the state capitol approved a formal audit, even as the UC system conducts its own investigation. More from Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers.
By unanimous vote, members of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee approved not only a full state audit of the University of California's practice of paying top executives, but also approved a measure to make the investigation a top priority for the Office of the State Auditor. Published news reports show UC spent some $871 million in 2004 on stipends, relocation packages, and bonuses, perks that in many cases were not made public. Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez, who made the formal request for the audit, said the controversy will not simply go away, especially given the state's fiscal problems, which have resulted in higher student tuition at the same time money for top administrators and faculty was being handed out in private.
Tax dollars and student tuition are being used to fill executive pockets without any oversight by the regents or by the legislature.
As Assembly Speaker, Nunez also serves on the University of California's Board of Regents, which was apparently not notified in some instances of the extra benefits being handed out. The regents meet later today in San Diego. Regent Joanne Kosberg, co-chair of a special committee examining the compensation system, says while the board welcomes the state audit, it will not be the only investigation.
We will be taking an independent look, an unvarnished look, at our processes and our transparency and come up with a series of recommendations.
News of the secret deals came just weeks after a study that showed the University of California was having trouble keeping up with other universities nationwide when it comes to attracting the best and brightest. The state audit is expected to be complete by early May. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, January 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org. And TIAA Cref, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org.